Booktopia Presents. Haunting Adeline. Chapter 23.
You're going where to do what?
Daya barks through the phone. I sigh, closing my eyes in resignation.
And with who? Zaid? That's your stalker's name?
Yeah. I bite my lip. I don't know if I really had a choice. I trail off. Because that's not entirely true. Zaid was going to say no to Mark. But I made him say yes. Mark has information on Gigi, and supposedly has valuable information for Zaid as well. Look, I don't know what this man is into, Daya. But whatever it is, it's really fucking serious. And I can say that he really did try to avoid the situation.
How the hell did this even happen, Addy?
Daya asks, frustration evident in her tone. I was working on my manuscript at Bailey's when Zaid and a fucking senator approached me, introduced himself, and said he wanted to meet Zach's girlfriend. Zaid was staring at him like he wanted to murder him, and he asked me to go along with it until he could get rid of Mark. Long story short, Mark's father was best friends with my great-grandfather John. He said he'd tell me more if I agreed to go to the party.
So the man manipulated you?
Daya deadpants. I sigh. Pretty much, I say, before rubbing my lips together. Daya stays silent. And if it weren't for her angry breathing on the other line, I'd think she hung up. Wouldn't blame her if she did. I am going to a party with my stalker. All for some information that might not even help me.
Addy, what does this man do for a living?
I blink. I'm not entirely sure, to be honest, I answer truthfully.
He's not Z, is he? Because that would be fucking insane, but it would also make sense.
I frown. What makes you think he is? Do you know a lot about that organization or something? Daya hesitates before she admits.
That's who I work for.
My mouth pops open. I've heard of Z from social media and news outlets. It's a massive vigilante organization built around destroying the government. A we for the people type of org, and basically the government's public enemy number one. I knew Daya was a vigilante of sorts. I just didn't know she did it for Z. In that case, it doesn't sound like she is aware of a connection between Mark and the organization. And if Zaid is indeed who she thinks he is, that means I'm now involved in something so much more than I thought it was. If even Daya is ignorant to it. God, could Zaid really be Z? It would explain his inexplicable ability to get past my security cameras. But more than that, it would explain him befriending and hiding his real identity from a goddamn senator. How the hell did I get so unlucky that the ultimate hacker would stalk me? I never really stood a chance. I don't know, Daya. I honestly don't. I just really want to solve this case. Gigi didn't deserve what happened to her. And I think Mark might be able to give us some insight on the case.
Addy, I love you, but you're crazy. There are other routes to look at. You don't need to go to a goddamn senator's party with a fucking stalker to get a bit of information. A stalker that might be a world-renowned hacker and vigilante.
She's right. Totally valid point. But I'd be a liar if I said going to the party tonight didn't stir something in my chest that feels sublime. The thrill. The adrenaline rush. The danger. It stirs something deep in my core, too. It calls to me and I'm too weak to ignore it. But that's something that I can never explain to Daya. She's logical. Reasonable. Smart. And she's not an adrenaline junkie like I without a doubt am. She doesn't get a thrill out of danger. I should have been a stunt double or something. I know you're going to think I'm even more insane than I already am. But at least for this occasion, I really feel like Zaid will protect me. In fact, I know he will. It's Daya's turn to sigh.
Honestly, I don't doubt that, Addy. If he is who I think he is, he's doing some good in the world. And he's clearly obsessed with you in a very unhealthy manner, but from the sounds of it, he's not. The typical stalker where he's out to murder you. I think he just really, really wants to be with you and is handling it in a very creepy fucking manner.
She's right. Totally valid point. But I'd be a liar if I said going to the party tonight didn't stir something in my chest that feels sublime. The thrill. The adrenaline rush. The danger. It stirs something deep in my core, too. It calls to me and I'm too weak to ignore it. But that's something that I can never explain to Daya. She's logical. Reasonable. Smart. And she's not an adrenaline junkie like I without a doubt am. She doesn't get a thrill out of danger. I should have been a stunt double or something. I know you're going to think I'm even more insane than I already am. But at least for this occasion, I really feel like Zayd will protect me. In fact, I know he will. It's Daya's turn to sigh. I laugh even though it's not a funny situation. It's not necessarily something to make light of, considering we don't know if he'll just turn around and kill me, but it makes me feel better.
Just please keep in mind that you don't know this guy, and he might not have good intentions.
I laugh dryly. Trust me, I haven't forgotten.
When is this party?
I twist my red-painted lips and give myself a slow perusal in the mirror. I'm wearing a red strapless gown, the top half encrusted with thousands of tiny diamonds throughout the lacy material. The bottom half molds to my body like a second skin with a large slit slicing all the way to mid-thigh. Diamond strappy gold heels adorn my feet, while my hair is curled into beach waves, the tendrils falling around my shoulders. It's both sexy and elegant. Zayd sent it to me, and the rebellious side of me almost threw it out to go and find my own damn dress. But then my imagination got away from me, and I couldn't stop myself from picturing the look in his eyes when he sees me wearing the dress and shoes he chose for me. I was horrified by the butterflies that were set free in my stomach with the incessant desire to bring that image to life. Tonight, I say quietly, a frown tugging at my lips.
What are you doing, Addy?
Zayd picks me up in a classic Mustang. The metal gleams in the moonlight, glinting off the rock in the sky, as if it was built to be seen after sundown. Shakily, I make my way down the porch steps. I wrap my long trench coat tighter around my body, partly to ward off the chill, and partly to ward off the anxiety stirring in my gut. I can't tell if I have a bad feeling about tonight or not. What I do know is that whatever happens, I'm going to see Zayd in an entirely new light and discover new things about him. Things that might make me hate him more or less. And the latter is what I'm scared of most. Before I can make my way to the car, his driver's side door is swinging open, and a suit-clad leg is stepping out. Oxygen crystallizes in my lungs as Zayd takes one last hit of his cigar before flicking it to the ground and stomping it out. Smoke billows from his mouth as he looks at me from beneath hooded eyes. Jesus Christ, you shouldn't litter, I say hoarsely, earning a slight grin in return. He bends and picks up the cigarette, but, and deposits it in his pocket.
Sorry, baby. Won't happen again.
I can hardly say thank you when I'm too enraptured by the dark god before me. He's absolutely breathtaking. And I'd like to blame the cold autumn air on the ice in my lungs, but I know better. Zayd is adorned in an all-black suit, every single inch of the fabric stitched to the exact millimeter of his body. It fits him impeccably, molding to his muscular arms, trimmed waist, and thick thighs. My knees weaken along with my resolve. I have the most insane urge to turn around, walk back in that house, bend over the couch, and let him fuck the rest of whatever sanity I have left out of me. I want to be delirious from his cock, and to make matters worse, I know he would absolutely surpass every one of my expectations if I let him. God, I don't even get to finish that thought before he's walking towards me, a sinfully dark smirk on his face. The black suit does nothing but darken his aura. Zayd is Hades, stepping out from the underworld and wreaking havoc on my quiet Leela life. The wicked scar cutting through his nearly white eye, with his other nearly black eye is a combination that could only be forged in hell. It's just not fucking fair.
You're fucking magnificent.
He growls as he stalks towards me, his shiny shoes reflecting the moonlight. His voice is deeper than normal, smokier, deadlier. It's only when his hand rises towards my face that I notice the single red rose in his hand. He slips the flower behind my curls, biting back a smile as he does. I hold my breath. I feel just like a mouse caught in a trap, with my predator licking his lips, ready to eat me alive. Before I can open my mouth, he's pressing into me and grabbing my trench coat, wrenching it apart and down my arms. I gasp, both shocked by his actions and the cold licking against my skin. What the he?
You wore the dress I bought you.
He interrupts, his mismatched eyes roving over the entirety of my body. I swallow and give him a look. I wore it out of convenience. I hate dress shopping. He barely acknowledges me. We both know that's not why I wore it, and focuses his attention on every inch of my body. Flames lap at his pupils as the heat in his gaze intensifies. My coat dangles in his hand, and I glare at it, willing it to magically appear back on my body. A cold sweat breaks out across my forehead. I feel exposed, and the way he's looking at me is searing me from the inside out. I'm just really fucking uncomfortable right now. I hold my hand out expectantly. Are you done holding my coat hostage? I'm freezing. His eyes finally draw back to my own. A shiver snakes down my spine, slithering against my shot nerve endings. God, the way he's looking at me should be fucking illegal. Instead of doing as I ask, he grabs my outstretched hand in his own and inspects it closely, his brow lowered as he concentrates. The hell are you doing, Zaid? The slightest curl to his lips and my mouth instantly dries. I'll never get over how easily he morphs from man to beast.
Just trying to picture what ring would look best on your finger.
He says lightly, as if he didn't just send my heart flying into my throat. Swallowing, I slide my hand from his. What if I don't want one? I would. Say no. Slowly, he drags his eyes up to mine. And the intensity of his stare has me questioning why I just can't be agreeable for once. It would save me and spare me from his smooth lines that never cease to fail. At least not. Completely. Maybe I'm just addicted to the fear and excitement he awakens in me when he looks at me. Just like that. Like the beast readying to consume its prey, painfully slow. And I hope he does go slow. Drags out the torture of being caught between Zaid's teeth. His hand drifts slowly up past my chest, gently grazing his fingers across the column of my neck. And then in an instant, his hand is snapping around my throat, gripping tight. I gasp, my eyes widening as his lip curls into a sinister smile.
I can put a collar around this pretty neck of yours instead. Then you wouldn't have the option to say no. You would just be my good little girl that does whatever your master says. Would you like that better, baby?
No. I snarl, but it tastes like a lie. You don't own me. You never will. His eyes narrow, and my heart drops.
Take off my belt, Adeline.
I gape at him, and when I don't make a move, his hand tightens.
Make me ask again and see what happens.
Clenching my jaw, I reach out and undo the black belt around his waist. I rip it off, not caring if it breaks. The movement jerks him, and he only grins in return. He's evil. I dangle the belt between us like I'm holding a dead snake. With the grin still on his smug face, he grabs it from me and lets my throat go. Just as I suck in a deep breath, he's wrapping the belt around my neck, looping it through the buckle, and pulling tight. My eyes bulge like a fish, the metal biting into my skin as the belt constricts. The snake wasn't dead. It's become a python wrapped around my throat. My hands instinctively claw at the belt, but Zaid swats my hands away.
You can breathe, little mouse. Don't panic.
It takes several seconds.